This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Fort Collins-based OtterBox has been growing like crazy over the past few years, with revenue now topping $600 million. By all appearances, this company is going nowhere but up. But analysts caution that the mobile case manufacturer also faces some significant challenges ahead, including competition and counterfeiting. I'm talking with Northern Colorado Business Report publisher Jeff Nuttall about how the company is responding to these challenges. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
So first of all, we have a pretty good idea that OtterBox has been a very successful company. Can you give us a few specifics on how well it did last year?
Well, Erin, OtterBox has certainly accomplished a great deal in Fort Collins. The company reported revenue of $612 million in 2012 compared to just $350 million in 2011. And when I say just, that's still obviously a great deal of money.
Right.
It now employs 550 people in the United States and about two dozen in both Ireland and Hong Kong.
So OtterBox is calling its new armor series the toughest case ever built. How will the new product help position the company?
Well, actually, the company already has positioned itself really well with its brand. One analyst that we talked to says most people who have a phone case from another company, they don't even know what brand they have. But with OtterBox, most people know what they own, which is a great place to be if you're selling cases or anything else for that matter. And I know I personally use and enjoy their brand. As for the new armor series, part of the company's strategy is to make them tougher and tougher as phone cases go. And the consensus is it's just going to mean even more growth for them.
Well, that sounds promising. But let's talk about some of the challenges the company's facing.
Yeah, OtterBox is without a doubt the leading mobile case maker in the United States, but it does face some interesting challenges in terms of competition as the market shifts from standard protection devices known in the industry as dumb accessories to smart cases that also make use of software and applications. One of those companies, Mophie, has come up with a battery case that extends the operating time of smartphones.
That sounds handy. Doesn't OtterBox also have a case with a battery?
Yes, OtterBox recently introduced its Defender series with Ion intelligent cases. These cases actually charge iPhones and come up with an application that allows users to manage battery life. It's going to release the product this spring for the iPhone 4 and the 4S series. Mophie, however, just released its battery pack case for iPhone 5. So there they have a rival who is ahead of the game.
Right. Does OtterBox have any plans to introduce more cases that make use of electronics or software?
Absolutely. OtterBox CEO Brian Thomas tells us that the company will announce other app accessories or electronic application-driven cases in the third and fourth quarters of this year.
I love that term, accessories. So what about the problem of counterfeiting?
Now, this is a big issue for the company. Last year, OtterBox won a $10 million judgment in the sales of 20,000 counterfeit cases by an eBay seller. But one analyst told us that while OtterBox caught one guy, there are 100 other counterfeiters out there.
So what is OtterBox doing to stop counterfeiting?
Well, they have 8 full-time employees working with federal agencies to aggressively go after the counterfeiting operations. They do everything from monitoring online sales activities to working with foreign governments to seize counterfeit shipments. Thomas says that the company will never catch every counterfeiter, obviously, but he said OtterBox is making it very difficult for counterfeiters, and at least they're trying.
Well, guess that's all you can do sometimes.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.